With the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
All right, quite a crowd here at the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm your host, Lance Allen, and please welcome the head coach of the 5-0 Green Bay Packers. He is Mike McCarthy. Quite a crowd here this week, Mike, and we got to start with the defense. Just three sacks, but relentless pressure from multiple sources, multiple angles on Nick Foles.
Definitely. I think that the number of hits on Nick really, you know, told the story. A lot of pressure really, you know, really helped our secondary as far as getting a break on the ball and so forth. So we're able to get our hands on the ball, make some big plays, and, you know, clearly one of our better performances.
Mike, that pressure directly related, as you were saying, to those four interceptions. Isn't that correct?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's all part of it. You know, it starts up front on both sides of the ball. And, you know, we've been putting our secondary in a lot of man, a lot of one-on-one situations. So to get those interceptions with that pressure, I mean, that's the way you want to challenge any offense.
Is it somewhat of a positive that Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to play perfect in order for you to have a shot at winning games? It seems like defense, special teams, you're getting multiple ways of winning games.
Well, I mean, it's a perfect question from a media member, but Larry, I don't think we'd have to deal with that on our show. But it's why we talk about these things as a team. You know, this is a different team, and it's just not lip service. It's the 2015 Packers, and we talked about it from the first time we got together. We want to be a complete football team and win games as many different ways as possible. And then when we do play really well in all three phases, we know we'll be very, very difficult, you know, be very tough to beat. So, yes, I think it speaks about the type of team we want to be and the fact that you win games sometimes on defense, sometimes with special teams, sometimes on offense.
Big part of this win was certainly defense. And, Mike, it seemed like the closer the Rams got to the end zone, the tougher you guys got, not allowing very many points. What is it, 13 in the last two games total? It's like the 85 Bears or something like that.
There's some great defenses in the history of the Green Bay Packers, Larry, that'd be offended by that. Definitely. I mean, it's all about keeping points off the board. You know, really, there's a bunch of statistics flying around, but the thing that I think really stood out with the defense yesterday. They were put in five adverse situations, you know, whether it's the offense turning the ball over, you know, the fake punt and so forth and so forth. And out of those five adverse situations, we only gave up 3 points. So, you know, that speaks volumes about not only the performance, but to step up in those, you know, those situations, which is always the toughest in a football game.
We got to talk about Joe Thomas. Another impact play, tipping a pass that Ha-Ha picks off in the end zone. And also, he's allowing Clay to just do what Clay does best. How happy are you to have that guy back that, quite frankly, he's probably not getting enough publicity of what he's doing out there, Joe Thomas?
Well, Joe's an old-school type of player. He's tough. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, when you're practicing in shorts and helmets, you have to, you know, okay, Joe, take it easy a little bit. Just, I mean, he's a football player through and through. You know, so glad to get him back. I think it also shows how difficult of a decision the 53-man roster was this year. So for Joe to go out to Dallas for a week or two and then get him back here and step right in and contribute. So he's doing a heck of a job on special teams also.
Mike, what kind of job did you think you did overall on Gurley? Certainly an emerging talent, but he had that 55-yarder, and it counts and all that good stuff. But besides that, he averages like 3.5, 3.6 a carry. How did you feel about the overall work against him?
You know, we felt good about, you know, just you really answered the question, except for the long run. And I think he had a couple 10- or 11-yard runs. So just the way we started was really, I thought, what we were looking for. Their run game's difficult, particularly – you know, with, you know, putting Austin in the backfield, all the different motions and how you got to handle the backside and the cutback. And he's a good vision runner and also has the speed to make the big run. So I thought, I would say we did okay. I mean, but I think we had two or three negative, you know, run or, you know, tackles for loss. So that's always what you're looking for. I thought the penetration, getting off blocks, we did really well. But, you know, he made us pay. I mean, we had, you know, we peaked in a gap and he hit the C gap and was out the door. So, and that's what you got to eliminate. You got to eliminate those two plays. I mean, same thing on special teams. Special teams played really well, except for those two plays. So, and we were in position to make both those plays too. So, I mean, those are the kind of things that we talk about, we spend time on, and that's how you improve as a team.
I mentioned HaHa Clinton Dix before, Mike, but he had an interception, but he also had a touchdown-saving tackle near the end of the game. How well has he played in the absence of Morgan Burnett, who's been inactive for four of the five games?
A great year. He shows up every week when we're passing out awards, so that, you know, that tells you what we think about him. And you know, the fact that we keep him out of the end zone here is huge. And you know, and Quinton comes right back, you know, two plays later, makes the interception. So. Yeah, you got to keep them out of the end zone. Our guys are doing a great job of that. And you know, you got safeties that can direct it and also be a playmaker and look at his tackle production. So he's doing very well.
All right, next up, our special guest. He is Mike Daniels. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show. The Mike McCarthy Show. We'd like to welcome in our special guest. He is defensive lineman Mike Daniels. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Eight tackles against the Rams. Days like that against a quality running back like Todd Gurley. Is that a good day?
It's always a good day when you can produce for the team. And I was the only one out there making plays. We really got after it up front. Mm-hmm. The linebackers, outside linebackers, did a great job. And whenever we were getting pressure, the defensive backs, they made us right.
Mike, it looks like defensively as a unit, team-wide, you guys are playing fast and playing with an edge. Would you agree with that?
We definitely have an edge, and that's something that is definitely welcome. And all of our young guys, they're following the lead of the older guys that play with an edge. You look at a guy like LaTroy, he definitely has an edge. Clay and myself, just to name a few, and all these young guys are just following in. HaHa, Quinton, Randall, they're all stepping right in and figuring, hey, this is the culture, this is the defensive culture here, and that's something that us as veterans are priding ourselves in creating.
Kind of to follow up on Larry's question, a lot of the focus nationally is on the offense because of Aaron Rodgers on down the line. But defensively, ever since training camp, have you guys had a little bit of a chip on your shoulder to say, hey, we can play some quality defense too?
I've had a chip on my shoulder since I got here. And if anybody didn't have one, I tried to encourage them to get one. But you can definitely see everybody has something to prove. Nobody's satisfied with being the little brother anymore, and I think that's huge because when you have such a great offense like we do, we have the best in the NFL year in and year out. Mm-hmm. You can see how some guys can get complacent, and there is no complacency within the defense anymore.
Mike, you individually, how much of your game is based upon effort, just going all out and then some?
I would have to say my game is technique and effort. Technique and effort. Technique is just as important to me. And the effort just makes the technique be that much better when I execute it.
I got to ask you about being a captain for the Rams game. You know, other than getting photobombed by Aaron Rodgers and every time you're a captain, what does that mean to you and what are your duties as the captain for the game?
To get the honor of being a captain for the Green Bay Packers, that just means a lot to me. It's special. We have so many qualified men in that locker room to be considered a captain, and for them to choose me to be one, I'm definitely honored. And I try to do my job the best of my ability so that I can make those guys right for choosing me.
Mike, it wasn't that long ago that you were coming in as a rookie out of Iowa, and now in your fourth season already, you are a leader. Does every once in a while that hit you and say, wow, and how quickly it develops that way?
I try not to think about, hey, you've been here a long time, you're a veteran. I just try to keep the same mentality I had when I was a rookie, and that's give it everything that I have every single day. I need to earn the respect of everybody in this locker room, and definitely need to get the respect from my opponents. And I feel as though that mentality will translate in any walk of life, and it'll definitely be good for me throughout the rest of my career, and I'm trying to help instill that within a lot of the younger guys. And I think that's just awesome. LaTroy, he's very much the same way. BJ's the same way. And that's why we're playing so well. We are like-minded.
Chance for you to brag a little bit. Full disclosure, this guy over here attended and played at Illinois. I went to Wisconsin, didn't play, obviously. Iowa, on top of the Big Ten West. Are the Hawkeyes back? How proud are you that Iowa seems to be the Iowa Bowl?
We definitely beat Wisconsin. We definitely beat Illinois back-to-back weeks. So it's great to be able to have those bragging rights. And the Big Ten, I think, is doing an awesome job. You see, there's a handful of teams in the top 25 and opening some eyes, especially to – you know, we have quite a bit of people that play football down south or on the West Coast, and they don't have too much respect for the Big Ten without realizing that a lot of their teammates who are really good are Big Ten football alumni. So, but they're starting to see that we play the game the right way, and they're gaining some respect for us, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
Mike, BJ has made no secret out of the fact that he's kind of into yoga now. Now, I know you're a workout guy and have a real strong training regimen. What are you into? Boxing? I know you're doing that. Are you into yoga too? What's going on with that?
I haven't gotten into it as much as BJ has, but I've definitely tried my hand at it just to it's great for your flexibility. And you can see with BJ the way the guy's moving. He's chasing running backs down, and that's a big man. Be running downfield the way he does, but he's not fatiguing as easy as he used to maybe, and he's you can definitely see where it's worked for him, and I see the benefits of it. I'm not in it as much as he is, like I said, but I have definitely tried my hand at it. I went with him a couple times, and I need to go some more because that guy, he's doing all the right things right now. He's really setting the example.
Mike, thanks for the time, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, Mike Daniels joining us here on the Mike McCarthy Show. Next up, Mike and Larry on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
On the play by Mike Daniels.
Textbook perfect defensive line play against a pretty good right guard.
We are back, and we're going to talk some ball with Mike Daniels. And Mike, this is one of the number of plays you made against the Rams, and you are situated right here. And the first thing I wanted to ask you about is right prior to the snap, you and BJ jump. What is that all about?
Well, I think initially we lined up incorrectly, and the linebacker recognized that, and he set us back to the right position that we were supposed to be in. Typically, you want to set the three technique to the strength being the tight end right there. And I normally play the three technique, and as you can see, I had to go down to the nose.
Yeah, and three is like out here, like on the shoulder of the guard.
Correct.
Would that be correct?
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. Let's snap the ball and see what kind of blocking combinations develop here. And the guard comes down and is blocking you. And so what's going on in Mike Daniels' mind now?
Well, ideally I like to have my hands on the center, but because he went down to block on BJ, I had to shift my attention over to the guard. And from there, I'm just trying to maintain my gap.
Okay. And you're nice and square. You can actually go either way on this, really.
Correct.
Okay, you're nice and square. Let's roll it forward. And this is the next part. That is the crux of the matter. That shocking the guy, controlling him, and then shedding him. That's how a defensive lineman makes plays, is it not?
Absolutely. And if you don't play physical, get the initial punch, and extend off of your punch, you'll never get off of a block. Ever. These guys are too big and too strong in the NFL for you to think that you can just run around them or slip and rip.
Okay, you can see right here, Mike is getting off that block. And now to finish the deal, a good solid tackle on Todd Gurley. That had to feel pretty good.
It felt great. You know, he's a big, strong running back, and we laid some good shots on him. We got after him a little bit. Obviously, he had the one big run, but other than that, we did a heck of a job.
Well done, Mike Daniels. And can I tell you a secret?
What secret?
In the 40-plus years I've been around here, you are one of my all-time favorites. You play the game the right way.
That means a lot. It does.
All right. We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
Welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, we've talked a lot about defense on this show, but so many guys had big roles, key roles. Quentin Rollins, a pick six and the interception in the red zone at the end of the game. Is this a rookie really emerging before our eyes?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's playing good football on special teams. And, you know, our rookie class, I mean, they're not rookies anymore. I mean, we're getting a lot of football played out of those guys. And, you know, we actually talked about it Saturday night that, you know, it's – The rookie label's over. I mean, they're contributors, and we need them to step up and continue to grow. Because, hey, it's fun right now. You know, we're 5-0, and you know, five games into this, but there's a lot of football left to be played, and there's a lot of improvement in front of us too.
Mike, while we're talking about defense, some individuals that may not be the headline acts but played seemingly well: LaTroy Guyon, Mike Neal, Dayton Jones, all did some nice things, huh?
Definitely. I thought, you know, LaTroy, he played the most, you know, snaps of anybody. He was very productive. Definitely. Dayton actually was very productive in a pass rush and had the blocked field goal, you know, so special teams. And that was huge, huge. I thought that was one of the bigger plays in the game. So Mike Neal played very well. Mike Daniels was Mike Daniels. So, yes, I mean, our rush unit really, really set the tone.
Another guy that had an impressive play, I thought, was Sam Shields, where he was matched up one-on-one with Tavon Austin. That guy's got world-class speed, and he made the play.
Oh, definitely. You talk about a heck of a football player, too, in the way they use him. So Sam has got about a 2 or 3-game stretch here that he's playing outstanding football and definitely played extremely well Sunday.
The way he played against the Niners, were you surprised at all that they tested Sam? I mean, he was lights out against the Niners, too.
Yeah, I don't want to. That's the kind of question for Lance.
It just popped into my head.
I don't question coaches.
Okay.
I'm rubbing off on him. All right.
Good. Lance, answer.
That's
guys,
scary.
It is. All right. Next up, we will get you ready for the Chargers. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, one more home game before the bye. It's the Chargers. Melvin Gordon comes back to his home state. What challenges are you up against?
Good football team. We'll have a chance to, you know, watch them on Monday Night Football. So, and that other thing, that's, you know, definitely helps. And they got to do the short week travel and so forth. And, you know, speaking of Melvin, what a great weekend it was in Wisconsin.
I mean,
you talk about it.
Definitely.
Great, yeah, let's go.
Beating Nebraska.
Yeah. Paul Christian, the Badgers. You know, obviously a big win down there in Nebraska. You know, had the Wisconsin band at the game.
That was
Did you
awesome.
Notice that?
Fifth quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pumped the
up.
Packers won. Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
That was
I
very
know
nice.
By the questions you're asking. I'll tell you. But great. Wow, that was, what a great weekend.
I didn't know this was a comedy show, but you, Larry, you got the floor.
Well, I got a really lame brain question. I can't go a whole show without mentioning this. Pass protection and the return of Brian Bulaga. Any comments?
Oh, absolutely. I think our guys, you know, that's a heck of a defensive front. And, you know, they have a 6-7-man rotation that's as good as anybody in the league. But it was good. It was great to have Brian back. And I thought pass protection was definitely the strength of our offensive performance.
Mike, good luck against the Chargers. I look forward to your comments and your jokes next week on the Mike McCarthy Show as well. All right? It should be a good week. All right. For the Mike McCarthy Show, I'm Lance Allen, Larry McCarron. See you next week after San Diego.